Sheila Walsh, a British tourist visiting the historic island prison of Alcatraz in San Francisco, claimed that she captured an image of a ghost in a picture she snapped on her iPhone. In the frame, what was otherwise supposed to be a picture of an empty prison cell was a blurry black and white image of a woman. The story was printed in the British tabloid Daily Mail and was also featured on Bay Area's local KROQ TV station. This isn't the first time Daily Mail has claimed strange images have come up on people's smart devices. Hello, I'm Al Cooley, host of Ghost in the Valley. Today we will be focusing on, why do people believe in ghosts? Today's episode is going to be based on an article written by Tiffany Nguyen on why do people believe in ghosts? And also, do you believe in ghosts? Or don't you? What makes you believe in ghosts? Normally, a paranormal story wouldn't catch my attention. But a few months before the story came out, a Spanish friend of mine, named Laura, showed me a weird image she found on her phone while I was traveling in Madrid. The photo taken on her iPhone while on a trip shows a boy looking down at leaves he's holding in his hands, seemingly superimposed onto the boy is another image of the boy, his hands in a different position and his eyes looking straight at the camera. Laura was convinced she captured an image of a ghost. Then weeks later, I discovered an image of a man in the background of a photo I took with my own iPhone. The picture was taken in my apartment, and the man, whom I can't identify, was not actually in the apartment at the time. I've been using the photo to scare my friends and myself ever since. More and more images are popping up on iPhones, Androids, other media devices that can't be explained. They're not cropped in. It's not double exposure. And it's not a copy of the person. It's another person, different position, or the same person in a different position looking at the camera or a different direction. Recent surveys have shown that a significant portion of the population believes in ghosts, leading some scholars to conclude that we are witnessing a revival of paranormal beliefs in the Western society. A Harris poll from last year found that 42% of Americans say they believe in ghosts. Let me repeat that. A Harris poll from last year found that 42% of Americans say they believe in ghosts. The percentage is similar in the United Kingdom, where 52% indicated they believe in ghosts in a recent poll. Though it's tough to estimate how large the paranormal tourism industry is, tours of sites that are supposedly haunted rather than staged haunted houses. There are 10,000 haunted locations in the United Kingdom, according to the country's tourist board, and sites like haunted rooms list dozens of allegedly haunted hotels where curious visitors can stay. In places like Ellicott City in Howard County, Maryland, they pride themselves on their haunted heritage. These are not staged houses or hotels. These are the actual haunted houses and hotels. The word ghost in English tends to refer to the soul or spirit of a deceased person that can appear to the living. In A Natural History of Ghosts by Roger Clark, it discusses variations of ghosts identified by Peter Underwood, who has studied ghost stories for decades. Underwood's classification of ghosts include poltergeist, historical ghost, mental imprint manifestations, death survival ghost, apparitions, time slips, and ghost of the living. It seems that belief in ghosts is even more widespread in much of Asia, where ghosts are characterized as natural and can be appeased through rituals or angered if provoked, as opposed to our scarier depictions of ghosts in the West. According to Justin McDaniels, a professor of religious studies at the University of Pennsylvania, ghosts in Asia can be asked for help in healing humans, winning the lottery, protecting one while traveling, or while pregnant, he said. Like American ghosts, they have an attachment to the human realm, which keeps them haunting and helping humans. In China, Malaysia, Singapore, Vietnam, and Thailand, the seventh month of the lunar calendar ushers in the Hungry Ghost Festival, where it is believed that the ghost of the deceased are temporarily released from their lower realm to visit the living. In Thailand, some people believe that the presence of wandering ghosts during Ghost Month can cause accidents to the living. At least one study has shown that people avoid risky behaviors during these times, including those in bodies of water, reducing the number of deaths by drowning. Like in the West, McDaniel says, people in Asia has kept their belief in ghosts, despite the rise of science and skepticism. In places like Japan, the belief in ghosts is still high. Even hyper-modern and liberal Scandinavia has a high percentage of people believing in ghosts. It turns out that a significant amount of people report having personally experienced paranormal activity. In a study published in 2011, 28.5% of undergraduate students surveyed at a southern university reported having had a paranormal experience. In a 2006 Reader Digest poll, 20% of respondents reported that they have seen a ghost at some time in their life. But it's also true that if you already believe in ghosts or are told a place is haunted, you're more likely to interpret events as paranormal. A 2002 study found that believers in ghosts were more likely than non-believers to report unusual phenomena while touring a site in Britain with a reputation for being haunted. Another study demonstrated that hearing or reading about paranormal narratives, especially when the story came from a credible source, was enough to increase paranormal beliefs among participants. With the abundance of ghost hunting shows in the United States and in the United Kingdom, Ghost Hunters, which is returning to screen this fall, it's probably not surprising that studies have also linked belief in ghosts with exposure to paranormal-related TV shows. What we have is people trying to make sense of something that to them seems inexplicable, says Christopher French, a professor of psychology and head of the Psychology Research Unit at Goldsmiths University of London. So you get the misinterpretation of noises or visual effects that do have normal explanation, but not one that people can think of. People assume that if they cannot explain something in natural terms, then it must be something paranormal. According to the French, hallucinations are more common among the general population than most people realize, and are sometimes wrongly interpreted as ghosts. Michael Shermer, author of The Believing Brain, argues that we see casual, intentional relationships even when they don't exist. There is also the emotional motivation for these beliefs, the French says. The vast majority of us don't like the idea of our own mortality, even though we find the idea of ghosts and spirits scary. In a wider context, they provide evidence for the survival of the soul. With this in mind, I reached out to Apple Incorporated for a comment on the images at the start of this article. A representative for the company was kind enough to check out the images, but he didn't have a comment for the story. And though a few independent analysts have had a good look at the photos and suggested that Loris could be something related to high dramatic range photography, no one was able to come up with a definite explanation for the man in the apartment. Maybe more images like mine will surface and someone will come up with a technical explanation for these iPhone photos. Or maybe it's just a ghost. This was an article published by Tiffany Nguyen on Why Do People Believe in Ghosts? In conclusion of the episode today, I would love to hear your comments on why do people believe in ghosts or why you don't believe in ghosts. It seems like more and more people are believing not only in ghosts, but also in the paranormal and unexplained activities along with the UFO sightings. Is it social media that broadens your ideas on this, or are you like a lot of people I know that the ghost has to actually come up and kick you in the butt for you to believe? I mean, there's no way of convincing some people that they exist. And that's okay. But I would love to hear your comments on do ghosts exist? Why do you think they exist? And you can leave your comments at cooley54@gmail.com. The links will be at the bottom of this podcast. I'll be back in 2 weeks with another episode for Ghosts in the Valley. We'll be right back.